Know tonight that we have some information for everybody, and we're going to try to get it out and let everybody know that we're going to give you a little biblical information, and we're going to give you some scientific information. We know that that we're certainly glad that we have the internet available. It gives us information that we can use on a daily basis. It's usually uncensored. We have to use our brain a little bit so that we can evaluate it and judge it for ourselves. But generally, at least we can do that. Information on the mass media, as we know, has been long since filtered and censored. And as one CBS president once said, we don't have to give them all the information. We give them the information we think they need. So if you'll sit back, get your pencil and paper handy, I have some information I think will be useful to you. I'd like to welcome our brothers in California today. We've got some in Mississippi. We've got some in Arkansas, Louisiana, North Carolina, Tennessee, Michigan, Minnesota, and South and North Dakota, certainly in other areas too, but we don't have a lot of feedback, so I really don't know where you all are. You can call my number and just kind of give me a radio check if you would, if it's getting out tonight. I know a lot of times Truth Radio has problems, as I did tonight when my mute button was on. But, you know, they're trying to work through their moves. They're doing better. And we just pray that the Father will guide me in my message tonight. We know that there's some new people listening, one especially in Mississippi. I'm going to try to give him some information he's probably never heard before. And I just hope that it will be beneficial to him, and maybe he can use it in his own personal life. We know that we are living in a society where deceptions abound in just about every form of business, that there is every form of government. So we're going to title our information tonight, "Are You a Casualty of Deception?" By deception, it's so easy to tell something, but if you tell a lie long enough, it becomes the truth. So we know the people that are locked up by deception believe that this country is still Christian. Now, this country was Christian when it was founded, but it has long since been Christian. When the enemy came in amongst us and they looked like us, they talked like us, and they professed to be us, they gradually wormed their way in, as the Protocols of Zion would tell you, that was one of their main objectives. Now, the Protocols of the Elders of Zion is said to be a forgery or a fake. But when we take a good close look at it, if it's a fake, why would all of the directions that we have from that book be exactly what's happening today? And this is we're talking about hundreds of years later. So if it's a forgery or a fake, I'll tell you what, it's right on the money. Okay, now this country is not Christian. You know, the Supreme Court said it was Christian, but it's not Christian by any means. It's as pagan as you can get. Of course, in the Bible, we know it says, in the end times, evil will be called good and good will be called evil. The sad part about it is we have Judeo-Christian preachers out there that have 501c3 corporate cards with the state, that they have the corporate cards so that they can make a profit and be classified as a corporation and by that get certain benefits. Is that a benefit for you as an unsuspecting Christian? Believe me, it is not. it's not good for you because the churches are in bed with the state, and the state has to tell them from that point on what to do, what to say, what they can't say, and they, by this position, they are certainly allowed to give their congregation credits against the money that they give toward income tax. So when the pastors know that something is false or something is bad, for example, we could turn this country around from its evil position in a weekend if the preachers would stand up and do what the Heavenly Father wants them to do. But because it goes against the grain, because it is not what the general public thinks at the present time, it's very difficult to change anything. You know, these preachers that get on TV and they have such a good message to give and they have all their charts, you know, they have everything going for them. They have 16,000 people in one service and they have four or five services a weekend. Now their cash registers are going. But unfortunately, that they need to preach to their congregations to save their souls, they'll never hear. Because it goes against the general feeling of the people. It makes the people feel good, tinkling bells and cymbals, and, you know, the warm fuzzies they feel when the preacher tells them to give good seed-safe money, that if they give, they're going to certainly get it back 10 times. Well, believe me, I've never seen that happen in reality. That's not to say that people that give don't get something back, but I've never seen it come tenfold. These people know the truth, but yet they come away from the truth. So in this respect, the Father said, I will give them double my wrath. You know, it's a hard thing to see these preachers on TV with tears in their eyes. Some of them are certainly being led astray, and you know which ones I'm referring to. They've fallen from grace. But let's just take a look at some of these Judeo-Christian preachers that are on TV. One of them can, with his breath, blow you over. You know, unfortunately, if somebody needs a real miracle, they're screened before they can even get on the stairs to go up and to receive a blessing. It's kind of a setup because you never see people that need real help, that they just can't get on. But these people that follow the pattern of what they're looking for can go up there, and of course they're taken by the moment they get to be in the presence of the man that that can do such miracles, and he blows them over with his breath. Well, believe me, the Father never blew them over with his breath. Now, do you know in the Bible when it says the Father will send a strong delusion to his people and they'll believe a lie and be damned? Well, friends, I'm here to tell you tonight, the strong delusion even can come in the form of some of these miracles to make these Judeo-Christian award winners, I think they ought to win the Academy Award myself, it makes them look that much better. So if they're not confronted by any more truth than they're giving up, they're going to believe the lies the preachers tell them. They never tell them the truth. I mean, the Bible is very specific in that, but they tell them what they want to hear. It's unfortunate that our preachers of today are out for the money, for the mega money. And, you know, all of them on TV, they cry, they moan, they wring their hands, they squint, they do everything they can. And believe me, the Academy Award winners can't hold a candle to some of these preachers. Of course, these preachers are doing quite well. There's a good preacher that I used, before I came into the truth, I used to listen to him on the television every once in a while, and he told good stories, and he was funny, and he was building a new church, and he was going to get $1,000 a pop from 700 people. Now, friends, that's pretty good money if you start adding it up. Now, my question to you is, if the Father returned today, would he be caught dead in any of these these churches that are out there, I beg to tell you, he would not. He wasn't caught dead in the churches of his time, other than to turn the tables over or to whip the money changers or the people that were selling birds in the synagogue, get them out of there because they were not doing anything for the Father. So no, he's not coming back to sit in any temple in Israel, that's for sure. The temple that he wants is your own body, your own mind. You have a temple within, and that's where he wants to be. He wants to be in your temple. That's why, friends, it's so important that we keep our bodies, we keep our temples healthy. We get plenty of sleep. We drink plenty of water. We try not to be excessive in our wants, our coffee, our cigarettes, our tea, our alcoholic beverages. You know, it's a sad thing when what we eat and what we drink is the reason we are so sick today. But we just want to continue on with the message tonight. A lot of people are a casualty of deception because they think this country is still holy. When the gates of the immigrants are coming in, they're open wide. All the Patel boys are getting the money for all the motels and hotels. They get it at low interest. Within a few years, they're turning that over, moving on to get another one. They bring more in. And I'll tell you what, if some of my brothers, my Aryan brothers were able to do that, they wouldn't be living from paycheck to paycheck. But no, it's not given for us to be well-off. There are a few well-off, but they usually have to do things that aren't appropriate to get there. So, you know, it's just we have a losing battle with regard to the where we are today. Now, this country, a lot of people are being deceived that this country is safe. Believe me, this country is not safe. There are so many, if you look at Muslims, they estimate that there are 1 million Muslims that are potential terrorists in this country. What about our neighbors from the south? You know, you see a few that work in restaurants and they're nice to you, but, you know, those illegals from Mexico have come up to take our country. They want to take it back. They think that we took it from them and they want to take it back. So, yes, it's very important for us to realize that we're not safe in our own homes. And the enemy's coming in, and there's not a darn thing we can do about it. If we had a president that was interested in our safety, so many people are so happy that George W. Jr., that he's president and he's such a born-again Christian. But believe me, friends, he's not interested in that. It wouldn't take but a few of our brigades and our troops from the Army, the Marines, to go down there and completely close the gate, but they're not interested in that. This country has to come to its knees. It has to come to its knees by destruction of the economy. You people out there that think the economy is so good and that life is just going to keep rocking on, well, friends, that's the way they felt in 1929 when Black Tuesday came and the stock market fell, and it fell to a level that was so low that it took, I think it was 380 at the time that it fell, and I think it fell below 80 if I'm not mistaken, and it took over 25 years to get it back up to that point. So this country, as far as its economy, is being managed by the handlers because they're not ready for it to fall. Now, why would they want it to fall? Well, you know that the world hates the United States. It hates it for various reasons. For one thing, all that graft, corruption, and most of the drug dealing is orchestrated from this country. We send out our movies, we send out our music, we act like there's no tomorrow. So to the world, we are rich people that have no concern other than giving money to other nations around the world. Now, sure, that's a good thing, but we have also let the enemy come in to be ahead of our government. And as a result of that, when we send people over to vaccinate South Africa to protect the people that live over there from smallpox, and because the enemy has gotten into our industries and to our pharmaceutical companies, and because they specifically put mycoplasma in the vaccinations to bring these natives down, and consequently now we have 6,000 natives a day dying of AIDS in Africa. They got it from the smallpox vaccinations. Now, they said, well, are you sure that was orchestrated from this government? Well, that was originally the reason that AIDS was brought about. Now, let's think about how the gay community got the AIDS virus. Well, so many of them, because they were double shooting drugs and so forth with needles, all of the people in the gay community were advised to have the hepatitis vaccinations, which also contain the mycoplasma in a certain amount. And the next thing you know, even though it was totally new to the United States, all of these gay people started coming down with the AIDS virus, dying like flies around the country. And now that we come into it, we find out that Donald Scott, a professor that actually went in and found out about the AIDS virus and about, as a matter of fact, I have a patent right here in front of me that said that the AIDS virus by Mr. Shai-Ching Lo, he was the American Registry of Pathology in Washington, he patented the AIDS virus in 1991. Now, why would anybody patent a virus? Well, I guess they didn't want anybody else using it. But let's think about the United States government always puts out reports on some of the research that's done. In the early 70s, they put out information about the mycoplasma that is a crystalline form of the Brucella virus. They put out that it would cause autoimmune deficiency syndrome, or the AIDS virus. They put this out in the early 70s. Well, I would like to tell you that the AIDS virus did not even come into the knowledge or come into a problem until the 1980s. So here we go. They're talking about an AIDS virus in the 70s in their committees, and lo and behold, it doesn't start until the 80s. So people would wonder, well, what's going on here? Well, I'll have to tell you through Henry Kissinger and some of the others that were in office at that time, he put out a memo for the FBI to go around to every public library, research facility, and college, and medical school to get these papers that were put out in the 1970s that specifically talked about and told about the research of the AIDS virus in the 1970s. They were instructed to pick them up, send a letter that the paper had been found in a certain school, and that it was shredded shortly thereafter. Well, why would they do that? Well, the reason that they did that was Henry Kissinger made the statement, I don't think that we'll have a problem with it, but we don't want any researchers reading about this information later on and putting two and two together that the AIDS virus, like many other autoimmune diseases, come about from one bacteria, crystalline bacteria in form, called the mycoplasma. So let's get on back, now that we have a little information. Let's see what else we have here. Okay, do you believe that all of the wars that we have been in were absolutely necessary? You know, we know why Japan, we had to go to war with Japan, but if we look back, the president at that time, Roosevelt, who is really Roy Roosevelt, he came and he assured the American public if he were elected, he would not get us into war. That was one of the things he promised. So the United States set about specifically to anger the Japanese government. You say, well, how did they do that? Well, through a series of raids on the Japanese shipping, they began to sink their tankers in the oceans of the world. Well, Japan had no other recourse but to come against the United States. In a secret memo that has now been made public, Churchill warned Roosevelt 3 weeks before the Armada from Japan got to the islands of Hawaii. Now, another thing you have to wonder, why did Roosevelt, he was Jewish, why did he ask that all the ships, which had never been done before, why were they all escorted into Pearl Harbor without any weapons, without any lookouts, without any prior warning? Why did he put those in Pearl Harbor as sitting ducks? So it would gain the anger and the frustration of the American people, and even though he had assured them he would not join the war, that was a reason to join the war. So here we go again. We've been deceived as to World War II. We have been fighting our own distant cousins. If we look back and we know that Jacob Israel gave birth to the house of Israel and to the house of Judah, 10 northern tribes and 2 southern tribes, the house of Judah, or the tribe of Judah and the tribe of Benjamin. If we look at those 12 tribes, we will see they were white. They eventually became Caucasians through the Caucasus Mountains, but they were the white Israelites. They were Germany, Italy, Spain, France, Sweden, Denmark, the United States, Great Britain, Australia, Canada. They were all the tribes that were scattered like sands of the sea all around the world. Now, if indeed Germany was one of the tribes, then they are our distant cousins. But then we go back and say, well, why did we actually go to war against Germany? You know, for what reason? Well, we find out that Hitler was a tyrant. You know, he wanted to take over the world, but we have to look and see who sponsored Hitler. We look and we find out that Rothschild was a supporter of Hitler's. Rothschild was, of course, the man that completely decimated the stock market of England. How did he do it? He did it through... Well, we're back, friends. This is Dr. Gary on the Shepherd's Call. The volume's not too good on these earphones tonight, so we had a little problem. But I'll press on. If we have been like in when we fought the Germans, they were our distant cousins. My question is, why were we fighting them? Because we had evil men in power that led us to believe that the whole country was evil, when in effect it was Hitler, with a reason for us to go to war against them. Also, if we go on a war against Arab, they are our half-distant cousins. Through the birth of Ishmael from Abraham, they became the Saran people, the Arabs, so they're really related to us too. But they know who the enemy is, friends. They see who the enemy is, and they are being destroyed daily by the enemy. You know, since our newspapers and our radio and our TVs have all been taken over by relatives or descendants of the people that live in Israel, then why would they want us to know what's actually going on? This is another deception. If someone reads the newspaper, if someone hears the radio, someone watches television, you're getting filtered news. You're not getting the real truth. If you were to get the real truth, this money that we send to Israel on a monthly basis, it would be over very, very quickly. You know, there is really no reason for that, and we send in billions of dollars a year. What do they do with it? They buy weapons of mass destruction. They have more nuclear weapons than anybody in that area. You know, because they get the money from us. Well, my question is why? You know, why should they have to have money? You know, when you see these Palestinians throwing rocks against the troops and then they shoot little children with 50-millimeter machine guns, that makes it a little bit unfair. So if you withdraw the money from those, from the country of Israel over there, you withdraw the whole problem right there. That is the problem. Now, when we learn this, we will be certainly much wiser. Now, let's talk about some other deception. We know that the Heavenly Father, since the Garden of Eden, lost his position on the earth to Satan. It's been Satan's world since that time. And that's why Satan's children and the people who do wrong make the money the way they do. They're the ones that are blessed, so to speak. When those of us that really try to do good and do the right thing, we're continually here oppressed. We're in slavery, as I said, in this country because we are unaware that we really are in slavery. Now, the control of this world has been in the hands since that time. Now, when the Savior walked the earth, Satan and his kids were in control of them. Every government, every profession, every business, every way of life, and certainly every church was under control of Satan. You can tell that by what the Bible has to say about it. Now, if you look back and you say, well, if Satan was in control of everything back then, how can you believe that your church, your profession, your business, your government, all corporations have somehow mysteriously survived and been out of control by Satan? Satan is smart. He's deceptive. You know, it says that the children of darkness are much smarter than the children of light because the children of darkness know what their goals are. They know that if all the Israelites of the world are destroyed, Satan wins. How can they be destroyed? They can be destroyed by deception. It's time that the eyes of the Israelites of today, of all the descendants of the tribes of Israel, open their eyes to what's going on. And how can we do that? When our leader says that he is a born-again Christian, we need to look at the fruit of his labor. We need to look at the fruit of what he does. We need to look at the people that he surrounds himself with. We need to see if his actions will pass the smell test. And I think you can readily see, unless you are just strictly a Republican or a Democrat and there's nobody else, you can quickly see that the actions of this president don't pass the smell test. We see evil in some of the things he does. We got Homeland Security coming on. Well, what is it coming on for? It's coming on so that we can have all the rights taken. We can be good slaves to the master, so that they can take our guns away, so that they can implant us with chips, so that they can regulate every form of commerce in the world, and that everything, our thoughts and our actions and everything else can be controlled by a centralized government. Now, let me ask you a question. Do you think that the Father had that in mind when Adam and Eve were in the garden? No, not at all. But because we strayed from the Father's laws, the Father outlined all of his laws, all of his covenants, his feasts, his tabernacles, his holy days in the Bible. He outlined them for us. He also outlined medical treatment in the Bible. It tells you how to be healthy. It gives you a diet that you can follow. He tells you, you know, what to do in business, how to treat people. He gives us a set of laws that if we were following today, we wouldn't have the criminal system the way they are. But it is a criminal system that is run by lawyers that are agents of the Crown of England. So they are double agents, they have double countries, and are they really on our side? You know, it's funny, the lawyers write the laws, the lawyers now make the laws, the lawyers enforce the laws, the lawyers do the sentencing, they carry out the orders, we are totally controlled. You know, when our country was made, it was given three branches, as so one could cancel the other out. But because of the lawyers working to satisfy the bench and working to satisfy the Crown of England and working to satisfy the bankruptcy that this country is presently in and has been in since 1933, the lawyers are liars and the father of all liars. They are there for a reason, to make this system work the way it does. Does that mean that you get honest treatment, that you get the legal treatment that you deserve, that you get the laws that have been passed? No. No. That means just exactly the opposite. They want everything to go smoothly, and they don't want you to present a problem for them. So when you don't have enough money, they represent you with an attorney. Why do they do that? So no mistakes will be made so you can appeal that case. They don't want to lose anything on appeal. So this is the reason. Our country was taken over. The attorneys were, according to the original 13th Amendment, were supposed to never hold public office. And as we look now, everyone that's up there is an attorney, working as an agent for the Crown, their esquire. They have a rank of nobility with Great Britain. So should they be working, making our laws and all this type of stuff? Absolutely not. But when they didn't want the 13th Amendment, it became lost. It's still on the books, but there are a lot of things on the books. The Constitution says we will have real money. So many grains of gold and so many grains of silver. You know, our money should be worth what it was back in the 1900s. But when we went into bankruptcy, Roosevelt called for a recall of all the gold. Why did he do that? Because the country had been bankrupted from 1913 to 1933 by the centralized Federal Reserve banking system. Why did they want that? Because that's what it took to put us under the Federal Reserve banking system, to have unjust weights and measures that were called for in the original Constitution. That's another thing. Do you actually think the Constitution is in place today? No, friends, it's not in place. You can't even claim the Constitution in a court of law because it's not under the Constitution. We are under the Crown today. We are under the maritime laws of the sea of Great Britain. That's why the gold fringe flag is behind the court, because it indicates we are a country in bankruptcy. We have also been, since I believe 1913, been under the Emergency War Powers Act. The Emergency War Powers Act, what does that mean? That means that we have been, since that time, under a state of emergency. And with each subsequent president, they all signed the extension of the Emergency War Powers Act. And as a result of this, the president can basically do anything without the okay of the Congress and the Senate. Now, you would say, well, what are they still voting on? Well, if you look, they're in a, you might say, in an area of deception to the American people. If the American people knew what was going on, their dog and pony show would be over with. It is so utterly amazing that the American people, they'll vote on the Democrats, and they'll get mad at the Democrats, and the Republicans come in. I heard Alex Jones today say on the radio that George Bush is 10 times the liberal that Clinton was by his actions. And we look at what actions are we talking about. Well, look at the Homeland Security Act that they have passed. It is totally repressive from its very inception. By the original Constitution, when a law comes against the Constitution, it is null and void at its inception. But they still pass it. Why do they pass it? Because we are deceived. That's, for example, the other day, the Congress and the Senate were making great noises with regard to going to war with Iraq. Well, why should we go to war with Iraq? Well, the oil companies want the oil, the largest deposit of oil, over in Iraq. That's one thing. Also, Afghanistan, that they just took over, has not only diamonds, it has gold deposits, but I also heard that Iraq has a tremendous gold deposit. You know, corporate rule has ruled our government for a long, long time. And this is the reason that things never get better. They only get worse. The people lose their rights. There is more slavery. More and more is taken out so that there's too much month at the end of your money. Different things like this are the reason that we're in slavery and don't even know it. But Brian, you know, we enjoy our TV, we enjoy getting out, we have a few things, but do we have the freedom that they had back in the 30s or 40s? Absolutely not. It's become quite oppressive in every form. You have to have a license, you have to have a permit. Everything has to be done with the government's approval. Why? Because they are in total control. You know, yes, we had God-given rights that assured us of certain things. But, friends, the Constitution is not in effect today. The Constitution has been done away with. They just don't want you to know that. Why don't they want you to know that? Because within one weekend, if the truth got out, this country would be turned around, and they're not ready for that. So they go, I call it as they do in a courtroom, the color of law, not the real law, but the color of law, an imitation of law. The courtroom is an arena of contracts. They offer you a contract, and you accept it. When the judge says, I could have given you 10 years, but I'm only going to give you 5 years. What do you think about that? Well, the guy didn't want 10 years, so he said, well, you know, that I thank you, Judge, for that. He just accepted that five-year contract, and he has to go to jail. If the man had said, I don't want any time, I want this case dismissed, and I want to get out of here, the judge would then have to give him another offer, because it's contracts, it's commerce. You know, we have no constitution in effect today, nothing on the Constitution. So here we are, we think we know what's going on. If the preachers, the pastors, and the people of America would wake up, I would assure you, the traitors of this country could be thrown out in one weekend, and we could get back to where we're supposed to be. But the Father, because we transgressed his laws, we transgressed his feast, his Sabbath, said, I will take you all the way to Babylon before I return, before I give you a reprieve. And friend, that's where we're going. You think it's bad now? You wait until it gets bad. There'll be so many problems in the streets. You think that the burnings of Los Angeles were bad? What if that occurred all across the United States? What would happen if one nuclear power plant blew up? What if the whole line of electricity at the grid around the country went down? What would happen if you had to go 1 week without electricity? You'd probably be willing to do about anything you could, anything your family could do. You'd be willing to give up your guns. You'd be willing to give all the money you had to get that TV back on, to get that microwave working, to get that fast food line going. Anything you could to turn the system around. Well, friends, if it happens, just think of the situation we're going to be in. We've got all these strangers in our land. They're certainly not for the United States. We've got all these people that have been brought up on the welfare program that thinks that you owe them a living. What happens when they don't get their check? What happens when the store is not open? You talk about a mess. You're going to see messes that you've never seen before. Now, you know that in the Bible it talks about John in Revelation. He fainted. When they went and showed him the future, he fainted. Why did he faint? Because he saw such atrocities and tremendous carnage that he had never seen before, nor could he stand. He fainted from it. Friends, that's what's coming. You know what Dimitri Dudeman said in one of his prophets? Dimitri Dudeman came from, I believe it was Romania, but he was a man of God. And he more or less made a statement in 1991. He said the angel came and told him more things that would soon happen. This is all, he was free to release at that time, but this is what he said. The war with Saddam Hussein will restart. Nuclear weapons will be used. Saddam will go against Israel. The United States will be involved. So, do you think we're going to war with Iraq? Yes. Do you think that there will be reprisals in this country? Most definitely. What kind of reprisals do you think we'll have? Oh, let's just think about it. I think we'll have dirty bombs. What do I mean by dirty bombs? We'll have nuclear waste around a large explosive. It could even be plastic explosive that will blow up. And when nuclear waste goes out into the general air, it more or less does as much damage as a nuclear weapon could, because you're not supposed to be living within that area where the nuclear waste is. What else could happen? Well, there could be rioting. There could be biological weapons, which are supposed to already be over in this country. One of the men who did research on biological warfare has made the statement there are at least 50 to 100 cells of Muslims waiting for the go-ahead to release not only anthrax, but smallpox, bubonic plague, and other things in the big cities. Now, if for some reason the interstates are closed off, so nobody can get in or out, nobody can get in food, nobody can get out to get food, and here you are stuck in an area where they won't let you out, because if smallpox happens in a large city, they're going to quarantine it, like they did on the movie with Dustin Hoffman, where a biological had gotten out in the small community and they were closing it off, and they were even fixing to completely destroy this little town so no one could spread the biological weapon that had been introduced to the populace. That's what's going to happen to the big cities. The Father has told you to come out of her. What does he mean by that? Come out of the big cities, come out of the churches, come out of the society as a whole, come out of the generalized public. We need to get back to the old path where we raise our own food. We live in the country. We work with our neighbors. We share with our neighbors. We protect our neighbors. You know, we're supposed to get back to the old path where we can call a friend a friend. This is what one reason people why I like this group of followers that Pastor Buddy more or less pastors. These people would give their lives for you. These people will grow food and give you your portion. You know, we have our own holy days. The Bible has told us to have the Feast of Tabernacles, the Feast of Passover, the Feast of Trumpets. You know, the Father has told us what we're supposed to do. We look forward to seeing our friends. We don't give presents. We don't bring treason, which the Father has warned us against. We just love one another. We like to get together. We fellowship. We have the greatest time ever. This is, friends, this is what we're supposed to be thinking about. This is why we're supposed to come out of her. You know, flee the big cities. The carnage is coming. You can't survive in the big cities, friends. You can only survive in the country. Only if you get a small place to live in outside the city, to only visit, you would be better off than having nothing. You know, you may have to flee in a moment's notice. Pack, you have bags packed where you can throw in the back of your car, because you're not going to be carrying any things with you. You know, the days of the big SUVs are over with. It's time, friends, we get back to the old path. Now, my time is come and gone, and I have so much more for you. I want to talk about Miracle 2 just a little bit. And if you want to get in touch with Pastor Buddy, he's in New Tazewell, Tennessee. It's 423-626-2172. He's Pastor Buddy, New Tazewell, Tennessee, Box 2284, New Tazewell, Tennessee, 37824. You can reach him at buddy@wwgap.net. That's buddy@wwgap.net. Friends, he'd like to hear from you. He was on last night. I'm giving him a little rest. We had a little problem. Hopefully we won't have that tomorrow. If you would, you can get in touch with me at 877-289-7439. We sell Miracle 2 products. They are products for every family. They not only heal rashes, burns, scrapes, cuts, abrasions, they are the healthiest products you can find. Miracle 2 was a product that was developed from the spirit world. It is a revolutionary product. It is wonderful. I've been using it now for over a year. Dr. Jack also sells it. You can reach him at 828-321-1010. We help sponsor the Shepherd's Call that comes on Truth Radio. We also sponsor the show at 6 o'clock Eastern on Sundays on WWCR Radio. It comes on 5070. I'll be on this Sunday. I'll be speaking again. I'll be giving information on the West Nile virus entitled A Manufactured Crisis, warning you that the sprays are more harmful than the actual mosquito bites. I also sell the Aaronizer air purifier that helps purify air. It makes the aaron instead of ozone, which ozone produces an oxide that is very harmful. Friends, this air we breathe today is so polluted, we need air purifiers at all homes, in offices, whatever you can. Give me a call and I'll try to help you any way that I can. Also with information, I have so much information. If you call 877-289-7439, I'll try to give you, if you have an email address, I'll give you, put you on my email list, and when something comes in, I'll try to buy things off to you. If you request any material, I have material we can send out. We also have copies of most of the Shepherd's Call programs on cassette or on CD-ROM. But friends, there's my time has run out.
Thank you for listening to the Shepherd's Call, live on Truth Radio. We hope you'll join us each evening from 8 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time on this same station. Praise Yahweh.